How do you spell pigeon? You know, that bird that you sometimes need to get rid of around buildings. That was the dilemma facing one of Bob's reporters at the newspaper. And in the days before autocorrect on your computer, well, getting that word right could take up most of your day. The story is this edition on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Bob Slater spent parts of three decades as a reporter and editor for the newspaper in St. Joseph, Missouri. He followed in his father's footsteps and even surpassed him, so to speak.
18 or so years of reporter and then made managing editor. I was my dad's boss at that point then because he's a city editor.
He learned much about being a good reporter from his father, who he says knew people at the country club and also knew people who lived a life of crime. He treated all with respect and all could provide him background for stories. Bob shared those ideas with those he managed.
You know, one of the things I insisted on all my staff, you keep your name in the telephone book. People don't want to call you at the office, they'll call you at home.
Bob recalls that he'd always try to put himself in situations to meet different people and uncover the stories that needed to be told.
So I just walk into a bar, not one I'd regularly go to, kind of a rough and tumble type neighborhood, and I'd walk in and just sit down and just listen.
He admits much has changed in the newspaper business, but he believes reporters have to spend time listening, meeting a multitude of people, and unearthing the facts. Bob had plenty of stories from his days as a reporter. One of his favorites took place before the days of autocorrect spelling, when a reporter named Hugh was admonished by a coworker named Don when his story about pigeons at the courthouse contained the constant misspelling of the word pigeon, the centerpiece of the story.
Hugh goes over there and thumbs through there and comes back and says, not in the dictionary. Don, it is in the dictionary. Hugh said, I looked every PID entry in the book, and it's not under there. He said, no, because there's no D in pigeon.
Bob shares his wisdom of years covering a multitude of people and stories. Bob remains active in the community and enjoys sharing some of his insights from the years he covered the news of the day. Traveling the countryside in St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.